Chapter 10. Then, having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every kind of disease and infirmity. Now, these are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, he who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth, having instructed them thus, "Do not go in the direction of the Gentiles, nor enter the towns of Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach the message, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not keep gold or silver or money in your girdles, nor wallet for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staff, for the laborer deserves his living. And whatever town or village you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, salute it. If then that house be worthy, your peace will come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever does not receive you or listen to your words, go forth outside that house or town and shake off the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that town. Behold, I am sending you forth like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and guileless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a witness to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious how or what you are to speak, for what you are to speak will be given you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks through you. And brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not have gone through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No disciple is above his teacher, nor is the servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and for the servant to be like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, and nothing hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak it in the light, and what you hear whispered, preach it on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather, be afraid of him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's leave. But as for you, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I in turn will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to send peace upon the earth. I have come to bring a sword, not peace. For I have come to set a man at variance with his father, and a daughter with her mother, and a daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a just man because he is a just man shall receive a just man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones but a cup of cold water to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he shall not lose his reward.